would you say your strongest attributes as a running back are?
You know, that's really not for me to judge. You know, that's for Coach Belichick, Coach, and Coach Fears, you know.
Mm-hmm. So. Is it easy the transition for you that they brought in, three, four running backs or something like that as a rookie class?
You know.
You have more guys to hang out with off the field, study with, stuff like that?
Yes, you know, but I'm trying to get in there, all three of us, you know, me, White, and Roy. We're trying to get with the vets. We're trying to get with Jimmy. We're even trying to get with Ryan Mallett. You know, we're trying to get with all of them so we can all learn to play, so we can all brushing up on our skills to be the best that we can going into camp to help the team win.
What's it like learning with those guys and knowing that, you know, you're all essentially also competing for a job at the end of the day?
You know, it's fun. It is competition, but competition brings out the best in everybody. So.
I said it feels like being a freshman again. Is that kind of how it feels coming into something new?
A little bit, you know, just without classes. So yeah, in a way.
Better without classes though?
Yeah.
How would you describe your game?
That's not for me to really to describe. You know, you can ask Coach Belichick or Coach Ivan, you know, about my game. That's really not for me to say. You know, right now I have no say-so because I haven't done anything to justify my game with the team yet.
How much did some of the veterans help you, you know, once you guys get going to practice and stuff, just learning what all goes around?
I think they can help a tremendous amount. It's just a matter of time again with them next week, picking their brains so I can learn the do's and don'ts, the ins and outs.
What about being a sponge right now for you guys, the rookies, just kind of taking it all in and soaking it all up?
Basically, you know, right now it's just all us rookies. So we're learning as much as we can before we get thrown in the fire with the vets. And even then, we still have to soak up game. You can never get enough knowledge. So just listening more and speaking less, you know, when you was a child, when your mother told you to.
What's going to be the biggest challenge with the transition from the college game to professional life?
The mental. You know, you have to be mentally tight, and I feel that the organization is helping us in different stages to become mentally prepared.